USA Radio News.
Today, House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy blasted James Comey in his opening statement at the high-profile congressional hearing regarding the IG report. Let's take a listen to a portion of his comments.
As we read this report, we're reminded of Jim Comey's decision to hold a July 5th press conference and appropriate the charging decision away from the prosecutors. We see Jim Comey drafting an exoneration memo before important witnesses, like the target, were even interviewed.
Today, Senator Ted Cruz introduced a bill to keep immigrant families together after they cross the border.
I mean, everybody's blaming everybody else. What they should do is sit down and come up with a comprehensive solution that stops it at the border, gives them the wall, but at the same time allows the handling of people in a humanitarian way. If people weren't still coming in, that pressure would alleviate greatly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Retail sales in May rose 0.8% from the previous month. That's double what the economic experts were expecting. Economic expert Chris Hogan on this spending surge.
I think it's a strong indicator of the strength of the economy, but also the job rate is unemployment is very, very low. So people are very confident. The problem is that this confidence can relate to overspending when you start to look at retail sales. The increased spending in restaurants, home improvement stores, all indicates that it's summertime. And for a lot of people, they're unplugging and they're clueless as to what's going on financially for themselves and their future.
In a new study from the University of Missouri School of Medicine, found that a single episode of binge drinking can affect the gene that regulates sleep. We all know drinking alcohol is known to disrupt the good night's sleep, but just one night of binge drinking can create biological changes that lead to long-term problems. Binge drinking is described as having four or more drinks in 2 hours for women and five or more drinks in the same time period for men. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Google is leveraging the powers of artificial intelligence into domains other than its web services, and they've been doing this for a couple years now. Now they are using it to predict when a patient will die. The accuracy in the initial trials is at 95%. Dr. Mike Wachowski joined Fox News to talk about if this is a good thing or something we should be concerned about.
Well, it depends how you look at it. First of all, data in hospitals has been tremendously underutilized. We're literally in the dark ages because half of our information is on paper. Half of it is on systems that don't talk to each other. So what my patient experiences in one hospital, what tests they undergo, that doesn't always come back to me. And there's a lot of duplicates. So there's a lot of bad mistakes happening simply because data is not connected.
Right.
So I'm glad Google's making an effort to try and connect some of that data. The thing that's worrying for me is what happens with this data and who owns this data. Patients' health information is a protected asset, and that's really important. And on top of that, what you do with that information matters. I hope, as a doctor, that these companies use the information that they get to benefit patients and not just the companies themselves.
Dr. Mike explains how he would use the information from Google.
What's important is that when this algorithm spits out a decision and saying, well, this person has only a 10% chance to live, I want to know why it's making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And then that decision needs to be evaluated by a human being. Because machines make mistakes, and sometimes they make mistakes based on faulty data. When I look through a patient's chart right now, they're a mess.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.